blindness is, like many things, is a condition of poverty. You get rid of poverty and the problem goes away.
It's so inexpensive to fix, and yet it has the most profound difference in a person's life. It could mean life or death, easily.
She said, you have given me divine eyes. And yeah, I still get choked up thinking about it.
Welcome to The Power of Sight, a three-part podcast series by Save a Canada. Almost everyone will need access to eye care services during their lifetime. SEVA, an international development organization, has restored sight of over 5 million people and helped prevent and treat visual impairment for millions more in low and middle-income countries. But the need is enormous and growing. Unless there is significant investment, current eye care services worldwide are unlikely to cope with future needs.
As in most of the countries, in Nepal also, blindness is a big issue. But what I see different is the care that is provided in developed countries and support you have. We don't have that in this country.
Save a Canada's vision is a world in which no one is needlessly blind or visually impaired. Its donors, local program partners, and staff around the world are working hard to ensure everyone, including the most marginalized people in need, women, children, and people living in extreme poverty and isolation, have access to high-quality care now and in the future. In this first episode, we look at why sight is at the forefront of Save a Canada's mission. Inside operating rooms around the world, a simple and routine surgery is being performed that's often described as a miracle.
You take the patch off and see the look on their face. It's indescribable.
When the bandage came off, the look on her face as she stared at her children was beautiful.
The surgery restores the sight of people living with blindness and visual impairment by removing cataracts. Ophthalmologist Dr. Marty Spencer says, like gray hair, everyone develops them eventually.
Everyone thinks a cataract is a film or something that grows in or over your eye. It's actually the lens in your eye. You have a lens, like a camera lens, in the eye that's obviously transparent. And throughout life, it gradually, and sometimes more quickly, but usually gradually, loses its transparency. And when that becomes to the point of interfering with the sight, we call it a cataract.
Once removed, it's replaced with what's known as an intraocular lens, a clear window made of silicone or plastic, similar to a contact lens. The whole procedure takes less than 15 minutes. It's common and readily available in much of the world, but not in low and middle income countries, which account for 90% of the world's blindness. Save a Canada's Dr. Ken Bassett offers this reason.
Well, blindness is, like many things, is a condition of poverty. You get rid of poverty and this problem goes away. If you're poor, you don't have health services, you don't have adequate nutrition, you have poor hygiene, public health. There's a number of infectious conditions. The trachoma is an example where it's a condition of poor sanitation, poor water supply, and therefore poor facial cleanliness, where you get these infections and reinfections from eyes, of your eyes, from flies. And once that public health area is improved, then infectious diseases go down.
4 out of every 5 people who are blind could see today if they had access to eye care, including surgery, glasses, and medicines to treat infections and other conditions that affect sight and lead to blindness. Save a Canada has been working to end treatable blindness and visual impairment in some of the poorest countries of Southeast Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa since 1982, training doctors and supporting eye care programs to reach those in need. Penny Lyons is the executive director.
Our goal is to reach those who need it most, and those are the most marginalized, the poorest, the least educated, those with the least capacity to survive if they don't have their sight. Those are the ones we want to reach the most.
And survival is often critically tied to the ability to see for the young and the old.
And you can't have a granny who's blind. I mean, that can topple an entire family just by having granny blind, because someone has to stay home and look after her. She can't contribute to the family. She can't grow the wheat or pick the berries or anything. She stays home and someone has to stay home and look after her. So getting the grannies and the grandpas in is just as important as the teenagers or the babies.
The story of Seva goes back to the 1970s, when a group of spiritually minded young people from Canada and the U.S. joined the World Health Organization's effort to end smallpox in India. When the disease was eradicated in 1980, they sought a new challenge and turned their attention to blindness. They were inspired by an ophthalmologist from India, who transformed eye care in that country by establishing hospitals dedicated to providing high-quality, low-cost service to all.
Some of the original people were ophthalmologists and saw a need that was easily remedied, relatively easily remedied, and so that's why they decided to focus on sight and sight alone.
And they chose to call their group Seva.
Seva is a Sanskrit word meaning selfless service. And that's exactly what it means. Seva's mission is to restore sight and prevent blindness in low and middle income countries.
In earlier years, eye camps would be set up in remote communities. Vancouver Island ophthalmologist and Seva Canada board member Dr. Marty Spencer is still moved by what he witnessed while training local doctors.
This woman lived 10 days walk away from the eye camp, and she was blind in both eyes from cataracts. And she had delivered her baby 2 years before, and she had never seen her two-year-old son. And her husband led her 10-day walk to the eye camp. I operated on both her eyes. I actually got a picture of her with her hand on her child's head. And they asked her, you know, what things. She said, you have given me divine eyes. And I still get choked up thinking about it.
The eye care supported by Seva Canada is of the highest quality. In India, Aravind Eye Care Systems is a partner and a particular success story.
Some of the places, for example, Aravind Eye Hospital in South India, one of our first program partners, has gone from being an 11-bed hospital in the house of the founder to this vast complex that's 18 separate hospitals, and they're extremely sophisticated. You'll find just as sophisticated work done there as anywhere in the West.
Tulsiraj Ravala is the director of operations at Aravind Eye Care Systems.
When someone supports Seva, what they are really making happen is touching lives in a way that they really may not comprehend.
He tells the story of a woman blind in both eyes who was deserted by her husband after the birth of their third child. She didn't realize her sight could be restored until she came to an eye camp.
And when she got into our system, we operated her, and then even when she was with us, she started seeing very well. She saw the children. So then I think it was a joyful moment, and at the same time, a very sorrow moment. You know, she really said, I wish I had known this 5 years back.
Seva Canada's focus today is on creating eye care programs that sustain themselves financially and operationally, now and in the future, training local eye care professionals and support staff, conducting research, and providing supplies and equipment are all part of their mission to provide communities with access to high-quality eye care. The method of delivering care has changed over the years. Ken Bassett is Seva Canada's program director.
The goal of almost all these programs was to move from that model, where it was using remote surgical eye camps, what we called them, to bringing those people to hospital when we could. Because we always knew that the first thing you do for populations and in the remote areas, and in the early days, it was a lot of eye camps. But gradually we built up the capacity to find these people and transport them to a district level hospital at least. And to do surgery in a hospital facility when we could.
The cost of performing cataract surgery to restore sight in just one eye can run into the hundreds and even thousands of dollars in North America, but in low and middle income countries, it can be done for much less.
At the basic level, you could do a cataract surgery for $50. Now, there's a lot of support and instrumentation and things around that often, but at the most basic level, to take a cataract out and put an intraocular lens in a low income country is about $50.
And that includes the cost of travel from remote communities to eye care centers or eye hospitals.
there's often no transportation, and there's very little money for travel, there's very little support for travel, and then there may be less access to services in that area, so they may have to go a long way, and often with a person accompanying them, they missing a day's wages, and therefore is a problem, or childcare for the children left behind. All of those are just huge barriers that we wouldn't think of here.
So Save a Canada employs another way of making eye care available to those who can least afford it, by supporting programs whereby those who can afford to pay for care subsidize the cost for those who are too poor to pay.
The service that we're giving is not second rate. In fact, one of the tenets of Save Us programs is to try to make them self-sustainable. And the way you can do that is you do work that's good enough that people who would normally go to the capital city or something to get their surgery will have it done there, and you can charge them extra, and that money goes for the poor.
Without quality eye care, the consequences can be devastating for families in low and middle income countries.
The Indians have an expression, a blind person is a mouse with no hands. I mean, they're a liability. They just can't survive. So their last chance is to come to this eye camp and see if they can get their sight restored. And seeing their faces afterwards is unbelievable.
Dr. Levi Kandeke is the leading ophthalmologist in Burundi, one of the poorest countries in Africa. He says blindness can even affect life expectancy as families struggle to provide.
This is not only in Burundi. In all developing countries, it has been proved that life expectancy for a blind child is 5 years, not more than that. Even for the adults, when they get blind, life expectancy is reduced compared to the people the same age with the vision.
Dr. Levi Kandeke has revolutionized eye care in his country. He set up a private surgical center in Burundi's capital, using some of the revenue to help those who are unable to pay. And with the assistance from Save a Canada and his own money, he built 4 self-sustaining community eye centers in remote areas, ensuring quality eye care for thousands of the very poor, especially children whose families can't afford it. For Dr. Levi Kandeke, it's been the fulfillment of a goal he set for himself in childhood.
When I was a little boy in a primary school, I had a vision problem myself, and I really struggled in the school. I was lucky because I had a very good teacher. She noticed that I wanted all the time to go very close to the board. And then she asked my mother to send me to see an ophthalmologist. We went to see an ophthalmologist, and they realized I was a very high myopic, and my vision was very low. So when I got the glasses, my vision improved, and also my score and my marks in class improved. Then I realized how a very small glasses costing less than $10 can change a child's destiny. And from that time, I said, this is what I want to do. I remember I was saying to my mother that I want also to help kids to go and get a nice vision when they go to school. And it started when I was 7 years old. From that time, I knew I was going to be an ophthalmologist.
An estimated 2 million children around the world live with blindness, and 30 million live with moderate to severe visual impairment. Most of their vision problems can be corrected with an eye exam and glasses. Connections between the eye and the brain develop rapidly in infancy and early childhood. Without treatment by the age of 6, visual impairment can become lifelong. That's why pediatric programs funded by Save a Canada start by reaching out to poor and remote communities, supporting teams of village members who go door to door to identify children in need. The teams arrange surgery for those who need it and provide families with transportation, a place to stay, and food. Parami Dakwa is a program manager at Seva's office in Nepal, and she says until recently, eye care in Nepal relied almost entirely on non-governmental organizations and support from Save a Canada.
As in most of the countries, in Nepal also blindness is a big issue, but what I see different is the care that is provided in developed countries and support you have. We don't have that in this country. So if you're a blind, like there's even to go to education, work, everything is so very difficult. And then it's not only the blind people, but also your family members have to spend time with you.
For her, helping to eliminate blindness is personal. When Paramidakwa's brother was 6 years old, he developed a tumor that was slowly robbing him of his eyesight. But an operation saved it.
So I'm very thankful to Seva. So I feel that I'm a recipient of Seva's service, because Seva has helped my brother to at least save his vision. So his life, I cannot imagine his life without that vision that he has now. Like if he has been blind, it would have been so tough for my whole family. And now he's married, he has a normal life. So I thank Seva a lot.
Blindness in childhood can lead to low self-esteem, limited success at school, fewer opportunities, and greater dependency on families, which are often pushed deeper into poverty as a result. Treating children is more challenging than adults, often requiring general anesthesia, expensive equipment, and greater follow-up. But providing the necessary care gains them an average of 50 years of sight. Seva Canada's executive director, Penny Lyons, underscores not only the importance of restoring eyesight, but also reaching those in need in remote communities.
It's so inexpensive to fix, and yet it has the most profound difference in a person's life. It could mean life or death, easily. And it's just so easy. I find it profoundly sad that there's still so many people who are blind when they truly do not have to be. With a little organization's money and will, anybody with cataract could see.
Through its international efforts in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, Seva Canada has already helped to restore sight and prevent blindness for millions of people. But the need continues to grow.
Well, the need is actually getting larger because as people age, they tend to develop more cataract. So the good thing is we see fewer young people, children and young adults who need cataract surgery, because in the places where we work, we've got a good program, and so they're getting treated earlier. But as the population ages, there'll be more and more cataracts and more cataract surgery needed.
Worldwide, over a billion people live with vision loss. Most of them live in low and middle-income countries where access to care is limited. By 2050, vision loss will increase by 600 million people as the global population ages and grows. But actually reaching those who are blind and telling them that they can be helped isn't as simple as it may seem. In our next episode, Development with Dignity, the lessons learned about working in low and middle-income countries and the need to first do no harm. Learn more about the power of sight at seva.ca.